Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Bob McClain. Hello, campers. Greetings, salutations, Tuesday alohas to you. You are just in time for the most heavily commuted, and it goes without saying, most heavily congested hour. With yours truly, the attack dog of the right, the bombastic loudmouth of the south, Bobby Mack Show here on Tuesday, and a special guest joining us this afternoon, Michael Barone, who you may be familiar with already. He is a resident fellow at AEI, the American Enterprise Institute, senior political analyst for the Washington Examiner, and picks the upstate of South Carolina, I understand, as his location of choice to view an eclipse. Is that right, Michael?
That's right. I viewed the total eclipse, I believe, is August 2017. Drove down from Washington. Went through my very pleasant part of Greenville and landed up on John C. Calhoun's front porch on the campus of Clemson University. Of course, Mr. Clemson and his wife were Calhoun's son-in-law and daughter.
That's correct. Yeah, I'm not surprised in the least at the depth of your South Carolina political knowledge. A lot of people follow your writings, Michael, and you have a new book, How America's Political Parties Change and How They Don't. And there's a lot of fascinating stuff in here. What prompted you at this stage of the political spectrum, as divided as it is, to pick this topic?
Well, you hear all the time that Democratic pollster Stan Greenberg, for example, says Trump's going to be defeated in 2020. It's going to be a heavy Democratic margin. The Republican Party is through. I've been covering this stuff since the 1960s, 1970s. I've heard predictions. Republican Party is through. The Democratic Party is through. They're not going to be competitive anymore.
Mm-hmm.
None of those predictions have worked out. The Democratic Party was founded in 1832, the Republican Party in 1854. They've lasted for 187 and 165 years. And I think there's something fundamental behind that fact. The two-party system is helped by the fact that you've got single-member districts in Congress, legislatures, you've got the Electoral College. But there's something more fundamental at work here. And that is, I think these two parties, even as they change positions on issues, have had since their founding a fundamental character, personality, DNA, which is appropriate to be one of the two competing forces in a nation that has always been diverse culturally, regionally, racially, economically, and so forth. Some of these academics say, well, the United States just became a diverse country about 3 or 4 years ago. It was all white bread before that.
Right, sure was, yeah.
Nonsense. Tell that to John C. Calhoun.
Right, exactly, yeah. Well, yeah, and for that matter, of a more recent vintage, the late, great Barry Goldwater. You know, the Republicans were left for dead. In the 1960s, you referenced that period of time. It's curious to me, Michael, because there's so much polarization in the country right now. And in reading the book, it got me to thinking, is it intrinsic to human nature to think that the political climate that we're experiencing right now, the one we're living in, is the worst that it's ever been in the country's history?
Well, if you think it's the worst we've ever had in the country's history, then most divisive, I would suggest that you go down to the Low Country and visit Fort Sumter.
Yeah, that might be a more stark example, right?
Yeah. I mean, the fact is that, we culturally, regionally diverse. We had a civil war, for goodness sake, and going on. And there's a monument in Columbia that I have seen where it says this is where Sherman marched.
Yep,
here.
That's right.
They don't call him General Sherman or give his full name. They
no.
just say Sherman, like, hey, it's a word that starts with S-H, and you know what that means.
I do indeed.
We had a civil war. I mean, our politics, in my view, more often divides Americans along cultural than more often than on economic lines. Economic issues are important, of course, but the cultural issues are important. And a lot of our political divisions, not just now, over the last 25 years or more, have been over issues that relate very closely to the moral principles by which we lead our lives mm-hmm. or try to lead our lives.
Right.
And people have differences on that, and those differences aren't important. Are more important to them than whether or not you're going to get another 25 cents an hour on the minimum wage. And people are going to have strong feelings. As we know from the last 3 years, elections have consequences.
Yeah, you bet they do. Michael Barone, the author of How America's Political Parties Change and How They Don't. Michael, of course, the resident fellow at AEI, the American Enterprise Institute. There was a phrase in the book that struck me as well, Michael, polarized partisan parity. I found that interesting given the environment we find ourselves in. Can you talk a bit about that?
Well, we have, once upon a time, there were many liberal Republicans, voters, politicians, many conservative Democrats,
mm-hmm.
for reasons that I discuss in how our American political parties change. Those characterizations were rooted in history, which became irrelevant, and no longer do you have a large number of people, either voters or politicians, that are characterized by that. And this, by the way, is what political scientists advocated in the 1950s. They said, wouldn't it be great if we had one clearly liberal party, one clearly conservative party?
Yeah, it's true. That's true, they did.
Well, now the political scientists are saying, isn't it terrible that we now have one clearly liberal party?
Yeah.
They're never satisfied.
Yeah, be careful what you ask for, right?
Yeah, answered prayers. yes, this was a difficulty. But basically, we have moved there. But we've been there before. I mean, you look at the politics of the 1870s and the 1880s,
mm-hmm.
And you look and, it's unfortunately, in Washington, we don't have anybody around who remembers the 1870s. And now that Strom Thurmond is gone.
Exactly, yeah.
But that was polarized partisan parity to the point of considerably more politically inspired violence than we see today. So,
President Trump, Michael, has not shot anybody off the front porch of the White House as Andy Jackson did. So,
well, President Jackson took a dim view of anybody that said anything negative about his wife.
Yes, he did.
He decided that honor required that he kill them, and he did. And that was also one of his disputes with John C. Calhoun of your upcountry South Carolina.
That's true.
And the Democratic Party was founded in 1832 very much by Martin Van Buren to reelect Andrew Jackson and to de-elect Vice President John C. Calhoun.
Right. It's fascinating to look back at political history, and it's always intrigued me, Michael. The current environment, we have some radical extremists. We hear the left talking about white supremacists. We hear conservatives talking about Antifa. And yet, if you go back as recently, and it's not recent, but it is to people of a certain vintage, the early part of the last century, we had radical extremists setting off bombs all over the place in this country.
Well, that's true. There have been a couple of books on this recently. We had hundreds and hundreds of bombings in the last years, in the early years of the Nixon administration in the 1970s.
Right.
People were killed, including some of the instigators of the bombing,
mm-hmm.
but also innocent, a scientist at the University of Wisconsin who was working late night in the lab trying to improve human knowledge, and kaboom, he was an oppressor of the people, and he was murdered. We have had more things in the past. One of the reasons I wrote this book is that I think how America's political parties change and how they don't, is that we have gotten to be very alarmist about these characteristics. And there are alarming things that are in our politics and in our government now. But the worse has been seen before. One of the things is that we have a political system that's heavily biased towards these two political parties with
right.
their particular characteristics, their personality, their DNA, which has adapted itself to differing issues, to economic growth and economic disaster, to war and peace, to all kinds of changes as we've moved from a nation of 20-some million people when the first Democratic Party was founded to 320 million people today.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been a system that's imperfect, but it's also a system that gave us when we needed them, in my view, Abraham Lincoln and Franklin D. Roosevelt and a lot of political leaders and office holders who contributed positively to the political growth and democratic republicanism of the greatest country in the world. So I think it's something to keep in mind and to show a little perspective on the alarmist rhetoric that we hear on all sides today.
Yeah, absolutely. And the environment is I think, heavily contributed to by the 24-hour news cycle and social media and things that we have not seen historically having the influence on politics that they do. Michael Barone, senior resident fellow at American Enterprise Institute and the author of the new book, How America's Political Parties Change and How They Don't. If you want to do some thinking about the parties, this should certainly stimulate it. Michael, always great to talk with you, and I appreciate you joining us this afternoon.
Very good to be with you. Thank you.
My
sir.
Pleasure.
Appreciate
Thank
it.
You. You bet.
Thank you.
Good Bye. Having you here, sir. 17 after 5 here on the Bobby Mack Show. Take a quick break here, and then we're right back with more as we cruise on here in the 5 o'clock Follies on Tuesday.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back. Bumper to bumper here in the 5 o'clock Follies on the Bobby Mack Show at 23 after 5. See if I can quickly catch up with the text line, 71307. Bobby, just some people, to some people, Sherman was a great general. To others, he was just an arsonist. Notice I didn't say general. Yeah, you know that that Sherman burned Columbia after the city had surrendered? Now, Bobby, let's just pretend that Trump tells more lies than Obama. That's still like saying that Ted Bundy was a stand-up guy because he killed fewer people than Hitler. Bobby, the only reason they want Trump gone is because he has shaken up their money machine for all the corrupt politicians. Bobby, President Obama was not a liar, spelled L-I-E-R. Name one and don't hand me crap. Spelled with a K. You're kidding, right? The litany goes on longer than the 4 hours I have in my show. How about for openers, if you like your doctor, you can keep your doctor. If you like your health care plan, you can keep it. Under Obamacare, health insurance will cost you $2,500 less a year. How about you know, I would certainly like to be able to grant these kids of illegals who were brought here against their will some sort of status, but under the Constitution, I can't do that. He only said that one about 25 times and then turned around and created a way for that to happen. So, you know, don't get me started on Obama lies, all right? Bob, I heard evidence that shows Trump didn't rewind a blockbuster video in 1992. Yeah. Yeah. You know, add that one to the litany with Adam Schiff. Hey, Adam Schiff, another lie bites the dust. And I think that catches me up with the text line. Now then, LeBron James, ace basketball stud, probably a billionaire, but hates Trump, hates capitalism, I guess. NBA, but he stepped in it now. NBA superstar LeBron James skewered last night after he criticized as misinformed a general manager's tweet supporting Hong Kong's ongoing pro-democracy protest, and then doubled down in a damage control tweet saying the online show of support for the embattled demonstrators could have waited a week. King James, who's considered one of the more outspoken athletes on social justice issues in a league that prides itself on being one of the most progressive in sports, was uncharacteristically deferential to the NBA and Chinese leadership in his remarks about Daryl Morey, the Houston Rockets general manager, when he tweeted a slogan, "Fight for freedom, stand with Hong Kong," expressing support for the pro-democracy demonstrators there. The single tweet from Morey's personal account was soon deleted, but not before sparring a rebuke from some within the NBA, I was afraid their money pot was going away, and inciting a backlash in China. Authorities in the communist country last week canceled publicity events and news conferences and banned the broadcast last week of an exhibition game between the Brooklyn Nets and LeBron James' L.A. Lakers. The perennial all-star told reporters in Los Angeles Monday night, "I'm not here to judge how the league handled the situation. I just think when you're misinformed or you're not educated about something, and I'm just talking about the tweet itself, you never know the ramifications that can happen." So what, he's saying the Houston GM didn't understand that by coming out in favor of the pro-democracy demonstrators, it was going to tick off the Chinese government? Is that what he's saying? And so LeBron is standing with the Chi-Coms? "We all see what that did, not only for our league, but for all of us in America, for people in China as well." Oh, you mean the ones that are not locked up in a gulag somewhere? "Sometimes you have to think through the things that you say may cause harm, not only for yourself, but for the majority of people." I think that's just a prime example of that. Well, James' take was swiftly denounced across the board on social media, prompting him to take to Twitter in a bid to stem the mounting criticism. He stressed that his assessment had nothing to do with the substance of Morey's tweet and solely was focused on the timing of the post. So what, he should have waited till it didn't matter to come out in support? "My team and this league just went through a difficult week," James wrote. "Oh, my heart is bleeding. I think people need to understand what a tweet or statement can do to others. And I believe nobody stopped and considered what would happen, could have waited a week to send it." But his attempt to mitigate any negative reaction also met with disapproval, critics lambasting his description of a difficult week by noting the hardships protesters are confronting in their fight to keep autonomous Hong Kong free from Beijing's grip. "Having just been in Hong Kong, on the streets and with the protesters, this kind of garbage is hard to take," Senator Josh Hawley, Republican of Missouri, tweeted. "LeBron, are you educated on the situation? Why don't you go to Hong Kong? Why don't you meet the people there risking their lives for the most basic liberties?" Hawley added, "This statement is unbelievable. So many people could have been harmed by Daryl Morey daring to express sympathy for democracy? Newsflash, people are being harmed, shot, beaten, gassed right now in Hong Kong by China, by the Communist Party the NBA is so eager to appease." There's more on this as well, but LeBron went to slam dunk and the ball came back and hit him in the face. 5:30 here on the Bobby Mack Show. Annie's ready to go in the news center. I'm right back on the other side here on Tuesday.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Welcome back. We're going to get to 7 o'clock one way or another. 5:37, 23 before 6 here in the 5 o'clock follies. I almost forgot. I wanted to mention, I was doing some show prep at home today, and I had Dan Patrick on, you know, the sports talk guy. And the topic of the conversation was the list of the nominees for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. This is too funny. And I thought, why can I listen to this? So I turned away from the computer to see what the guys were going to say. And they're reading the list of the potential nominees for induction this year into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And they get to the Doobie Brothers. And they kind of passed over it at first, you know, when they were talking about some more. Because these guys are all, the people who work with Dan are probably in their 30s. And Dan is somewhat older. And so they were listing out the names of the bands, and they just kind of ran. And then wait a minute. The Doobie Brothers. Aren't the Doobie Brothers already in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame? And they all thought about it for a minute. They said, wait a minute. No, the Doobie Brothers are not in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And they go, well, they had a bunch of hits, didn't they? Because, you know, they can't remember. 1970s, you know. Yeah, they had a bunch of hits. I thought it was funny. They were stunned. They were surprised the Doobie Brothers were not in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. So we got a chance this year. So if you're doing nothing, you know, go to the voting for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and vote for the Doobie Brothers. All right. Yeah, and I know they're lefties. They're all lefties. But, you know, I don't factor that into the equation when we're talking about their skill as musicians. All right. Now, this business with Hong Kong, LeBron James comments not going down well with the people there. It's not the first time LeBron James has seen people burn his jersey because of something he said. Previous instances of fiery fan discontent involving the NBA superstar switching squads. The backlash today, a matter of global politics, and had the potential to be a far more lasting stain on the perennial All-Star's career ledger. LeBron causing seething outrage in Hong Kong after he said last night Houston Rockets general manager Daryl Morey was misinformed when he tweeted his support for the pro-democracy protesters there. James doubled down. You can't leave well enough alone, right? But remember what Napoleon said, you know, when your enemy is making a mistake, just get out of his way and let him keep making them. James doubled down in a series of tweets later, again saying Morey's decision to tweet the message on the eve of the NBA's exhibition trip to China was bad timing. In response, a large group among the throngs of Hong Kong demonstrators seen stomping on jerseys and shirts bearing his name, and even gathered to watch the burning of one of the garments. James, one of the most outspoken athletes on social justice, blah, blah, blah. And it goes on to give you the background. And so I thought, well, I wonder what the reaction of the Chinese government is to, because we know what their reaction was to Daryl Morey's tweet. This from Fox News today. As street battles between protesters and police continue to escalate in Hong Kong, China's authoritarian leader warned Sunday any further attempt to divide the country will literally be crushed. You don't think the Chi-Coms are tyrants? Chinese President Xi Jinping made the comments during a visit to Nepal, where he became the first Chinese president in more than two decades to visit the country. There's another one. Another country they stomped out of existence. The Chi-Coms did. Anyone attempting to split China in any part of the country will end in crushed bodies and shattered bones. Well, there's not much gray area there, is there? He's not ambivalent about this at all. Any external forces backing such attempts dividing China will be deemed by the Chinese people as pipe dreaming, end quote. Well, that's a curious phrase for the president of China to use. Pipe dreaming? Who was it who gave us pipe dreaming, after all? Chasing the dragon, as the saying used to go. Pipe dreaming. Okay. In on the text line this afternoon, 71307. Bobby, Limbaugh said the Chinese people don't have Twitter, so they can't get mad with what he said, what the Rockets GM said. Yeah, but they see it, you know, and any dissent must be stomped out by the jackbooted thugs that run communist China. Bobby, Graham sucks, and the LeBron James is a Chinese butt kisser. That's all I got to say about that. Okay. Bobby, if these guys love China so much, they should move there. Wonder how much money LeBron James would make playing for the CBA, the Chinese Basketball Association. Bobby, it's occurred to me Jimmy Hoffa will probably be found before Murphy ever is. Gotcha. Bobby, have you said the key word for this hour? No. This particular round of the $1,000 bankroll contest, last keyword is in the 5 o'clock hour, okay? Given right before 5, given right before 4, and runs through the 4 to 5 o'clock hour, and then it ends at 5 o'clock, okay? In the wake of the Project Veritas whistleblower videos that are out, providing, who would have thunk it, blatant, obvious evidence that CNN is all anti-Trump all the time, which is not exactly, you know, earth-shattering news to those of us who've been following CNN. It'll be interesting to see what happens at the debate that's coming up tonight. We'll talk some about this when we come right back. Quarter before 6 here on the Bobby Mack Show, 5:45 here on the 5 o'clock Follies on Tuesday on WORD.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Welcome back. 11 before 6 here on the Bobby Mack Show. Bob and the Bobettes. So we cruise along here on Tuesday in on the text line, 71307. Bobby, saw a car on I-85 in Greenville. Warren for president. on the left rear window, Kamala Harris for president on the right side. Duh. Sounds like some confusion in that car. Well, individuals, both of whom are really confused. Bobby, per your instructions, just voted for the Doobie Brothers. Thank you. There you go. Okay, time for today's edition of ATF. And here is Gary Goodvoice.
Ladies and gentlemen, once again, Bob McLean presents Amazing True Facts.
You betcha. Tuesday edition, ATF, joined by the Bobettes, Miss Moneypenny.
Hello.
On the other side of the glass, screening the calls, pushing the buttons, making sure the trains run on time. Little Annie in the news center.
Hello.
Keeping us up to speed with breaking news. You ladies like horror movies, do you not?
Love it.
Yes.
Love it.
Yes, yes.
Love it.
Well, and I kind of like them myself. But it turns out there is a downside to watching these horror movies.
Uh-oh.
One you may not have thought about.
Uh-oh.
No, it's not having bad dreams that are inspired by watching the horrific goings on. You could look old before your time.
That's what it is.
And by the way, don't bother switching to comedies because those are just as bad. British researchers, quite right, good show. British researchers found that watching horror movies, thrillers, and comedies contribute to age lines.
Oh, no.
Because of all the different faces you make when you're shocked or scared. Ah! Or when you laugh.
This show will do that to us.
Yeah, that could be a negative there as well. A shocked expression isn't good for the lines on your forehead.
Nope.
Squinting can give you frown lines and crow's feet.
Ah, ah.
And that's a double whammy because you squint both when you laugh and when you're scared.
Dag nabbit.
Yeah. And laughing can result in nasolabial folds, which sounds...
Nasolabial.
Well, that's what I said, wasn't it?
An awful word.
It sounds kind of kinky, as Harvey Korman would say, but they're just the folds that run from the corners of the nose to the corners of your mouth. So, you know, Lincoln, Hidden Figures, I don't know, something other than that. Do your parents love you and all your brothers and sisters equally?
Nope.
Yeah. No, nobody's parents. According to a new survey, 33% of people say their mom has a favorite child, and 22% say their dad has a favorite child, and they add, it ain't them.
Oh.
More than two-thirds of people who say their mom or dad has a favorite child say it is one of their siblings.
And they hate them.
Yeah, that's right, as a result.
As they hate me.
As they should. Survey also found the majority of people say their birth order shaped their personality.
Oh, yeah.
Oldest children, most likely to describe themselves as intelligent, introverted, and leaders. Wait a minute. How do introverted and leaders go together? You're an introverted leader, I guess, huh?
I don't think there's anything introverted about me.
I would not argue the point. Middle children were most likely to describe themselves as self-disciplined, confident, and outgoing.
Huh.
Hi, I'm Rush Chairman. Glad to meet you. Youngest children most likely to describe themselves as empathetic, funny.
That's me.
And charming.
That's me.
Charming.
Oh,
there
yeah.
you go. You know, as we start to get into Christmas shopping season and all of that, you notice, of course, Walmart, Target, all the rest of them already got Christmas stuff out.
You go to that French place?
Yeah, Target.
Oh, got
you
it.
Bet. Yeah, good store. You find yourself with a lot of packages around. Can lead to porch pirates, for one thing. It's 21st century version. But burglars love this time of year because their break-ins can have them making off with quite a haul.
Mm-hmm.
So here are a few things to think about to discourage burglars They actually call it five mistakes that encourage burglars to break in. Okay?
Yep.
Number one, leaving the lights on when you're not home. Yeah? You know, you might think, well, if we leave the lights on, they'll think somebody's here. Well, it's fine if it's just for one night or if the lights are on a timer. But leaving them on multiple days in a row could make it pretty obvious nobody is home.
Yep.
Number two, leaving a key under the mat. Not good. If they decide you are away, that's the first place they'll check. So pretty much any hiding spot is better. You got a hiding spot for a spare key, Moneypenny?
I do.
What is it?
No.
See, I had her for a second. I had her going for just a second. You have a hiding spot, little Annie?
I do. It's a fake rock.
Amongst many fake rocks.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you got to... I know it's under one of these fake rocks. I just don't know which one. Number three on the list, leaving your blinds open so they can see your stuff from the street.
Well, that's just dumb.
Especially, you know, big ticket items, you know, electronics, that new 175-inch TV set, whatever. Number four, buying something expensive and then leaving the box outside.
I didn't think about that.
Yeah. See, when you get a new flat-screen TV, that 175-inch one I was just talking about, don't let the box sit out by the trash all week long.
The only box that's outside of my house is my big chewy box.
Yeah, I beg your pardon?
The big chewy box.
What is a big chewy box?
We get our dog food delivered to the house.
Oh.
From Chewy.
Well, you know, they may have a dog and say, hey, we can steal all their dog food.
Or take your babies.
Yeah, don't want to have that. And definitely don't leave the box there when you're out of town. And number five, and last on the list, having a ladder outside where they can access it. You know, hey, you know, by the way, a second floor window up there, that's not locked, and there's a ladder right here. But, yeah, just go ahead. Yeah, no problem.
It's just such a cartoon in my head.
Yeah, it is.
Right. Dumb.
Most burglars won't carry one around with them. Hey, what are you doing with that ladder here? Nothing.
Going to burgle.
Yeah. I'm a roofer. Yeah, that's it. I'm an independent contractor as a roofer.
At 3 a.m.?
Yeah. Well, it was the best I could do for a story on short notice. There you go. There's today's edition of ATF. Amazing true facts. Hope we helped. One more to go. Bonus hour still ahead here on the Bobby Mac Show on Tuesday.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.